USA Radio News.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. President Trump explains what she meant by decorum.
You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
And if not followed, what can we expect?
I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave.
Republican Brian Kemp will be the next governor of Georgia, with Democrat Stacey Abrams conceding following a bitter 10-day battle since the election last week. Without proof, Abrams accused Kemp, former Secretary of State, of voter suppression and fraud. Abrams also indicated that she would be filing a lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool, it keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it, you can dry it, it's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
A new abortion bill is making its way through Ohio State Legislature. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has this update.
The State House in Ohio signing off on the bill that's now been sent to that state's Senate. It outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill, approved on Thursday, bars abortion, according to proponents, after a fetal heartbeat's detected, but Democrats argued against it, saying many women don't know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. There are no exceptions in the bill for rape or incest. Doctors violating the measure could face up to a year in prison. Again, it still needs state Senate approval. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On Friday, at a bill signing event, President Trump took some questions from reporters. One of the questions was about the president providing written answers to Robert Mueller's team.
My lawyers aren't working on that. I'm working on that. I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily. I'm sure they're tricked up because, you know, they like to catch people. Gee, you know, was the weather sunny or was it rainy? He said it may have been a good day. It was rainy. Therefore, he told a lie. He perjured himself. Okay, so you have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions. But, the questions were very routinely answered by me. By me. Okay?
You submitted the answers.
I haven't submitted them yet. I just finished them. As you know, I've been a little bit busy. We've been in Europe. We've been working on various deals. We just finished the USMCA. If you look at that deal, which is one of the great trade deals, you'll see. I can see how happy our farmers are. We've done a lot of work in the last period of time, so we've been very busy. It's been very, very hard to find time. But it didn't take very long to do them, and they were my answers. I don't need lawyers to do that. Now, you need lawyers for submittal. You need lawyers to go over some of the answers. But they're not very difficult questions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.